This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Real space is about, hey, you messed up. We need to fix this.
Talking about space that you talk about.
Trying
to get closer.
Sometimes we feel that our brothers and our sisters got messed up, you know, making some mess in some other places.
Right.
And somehow they used to talk to us as a brother, as the older brother. So do we have to always like give them a validation, or does space mean validation?
Because I see what you're saying. It may be that somebody comes to you with an issue that you're not qualified to manage. Mm-hmm. It may also be that you're not the right person to give them space.
Yeah.
It may also be that you validating them can make things worse. Mm. Because then they'll start thinking it's okay. Mm-hmm. Right? But real space is about, hey, you messed up. We need to fix this.
Okay.
So let's fix this together. Right? So you're honest, but you're not sugarcoating the truth.
But it's okay if sometimes you ignore them. Like, I don't care anymore about your...
Some people become an emotional vacuum, right? They just want you to hear their story all the time and... Mm-hmm. They're not making any changes themselves, and that's the honest truth they need to hear, because they create a kind of dependency. So they just want to talk to you and talk to you and talk to you, and they talk about the same thing over and over and over again, and you're like, enough already.
Yes.
Right? So that's another kind of honest openness that's needed in some relationships. Because some people just develop an addiction. They just feel better when they tell you their story, and then they feel better again when they tell the same story over again to you. Right? So now instead of them ever standing up on their feet, they just think you're supposed to be their wheelchair. Right? So yeah, you have to put a stop to that.
Okay.
Yeah, inshallah. You got it.
Thank you.
Like to ask that first of all, I'm a Gen Z, and a lot of people from other generations starts to like give us stereotypes like Gen Zs are always playing victim and has that very very low mentality. And my friends around campus, it's most of them are like that. So how do we keep up and have a good mentality in that kind of situation?
I don't think only Gen Zs have a victim mentality. I think social media has permeated all age groups, and it's created certain kinds of trends. And victim mentality existed before social media also, right? But now it's just become a currency, because talking about it can make you famous and boost your ego, get you some dopamine hits, right? But I think the issue isn't countering the problem. The issue is to provide an alternative to the problem. Like, the Quran didn't address victim mentality, but it provided an alternative in the story of Yusuf, like I'm saying, right? So it's that alternative narrative that needs to be given momentum, needs to be talked about more. In my opinion, any bad idea, when you criticize it, it doesn't go away. But when you provide a healthier alternative to it, it starts going away. Like many neighborhoods that had drug issues, when sports programs come into those neighborhoods, drug addiction goes down. But when you attack the drugs, nothing changes, right? So it's really about providing alternative narratives. And the Quran solutions are all about alternatives.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey everyone, you just watched me answer a question somebody had about the Quran. I'm sure you have many questions about the Quran yourself. A lot of these questions get answered in the Deeper Look study myself and my team do, and turn into a series of the Quran on the Deeper Look series, available at bayinatv.com. So get your questions answered, sometimes even without having to ask them, by studying these surahs in depth with us at bayinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.